Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tens of thousands of people turned out for the 110th St. Patrick's Day Parade in South Boston yesterday. The parade has long been a contentious affair because organizers have blocked gay, lesbian, and anti-war groups from marching. The Supreme Court has supported the organizers' right to exclude anyone they wanted. So this year, for the first time, the spurned groups held their own parade on the same route an hour later. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis was there and had this report.
When the official parade ended, most people split. Only the hardcore Southie residents and their families stayed. As always, Broadway Street turned into a carnival of house parties.
I'm sitting on the stairs watching the world go by, but my entire family and all their friends are upstairs eating after having a few cocktails. And after they're done eating, they'll probably start singing Irish songs and enjoying themselves for the rest of the night.
James O'Connell is sitting on the porch of his mother's row house. He says he's a little curious about Veterans for Peace, the folks who will march down his street in a few minutes.
I'm not sure a lot of people know, just as my own experience, I'm not sure a lot of people know that there is a second parade. I heard rumors about the second parade, and they weren't good. I'm a Vietnam combat veteran myself, but I heard, and again, this is hearsay, so it's tough to make a judgment on hearsay, but I heard that it's a radical group of veterans that don't appreciate what veterans do.
O'Connell's brother, Sean, came onto the porch wearing an oversized green leprechaun top hat.
St. Patty's Day Parade. There should be no other parades here, that's all. Have another day if they want it, you know? Why they have it after ours? You just kind of throw it on our face, that's all. I'd go to a parade if they want to have another parade somewhere else. Have it some other day and we'd all be friends, you know? Why can't we all just be friends?
When the second parade started, it looked like any other parade. Cute old men wearing their military uniforms waved from a convertible. Only these guys wore garlands decorated with peace doves. Some supporters did a costume change. They took off their green beads and replaced them with peace signs. Some people just looked on stoically. Marie Espinoza from Wrentham yelled at the marchers. Espinoza said the marchers should stop protesting at soldiers' funerals. That got the attention of a man behind her, who called himself a Marine vet. His name was Ryan O'Shea.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but you're grossly mistaken. Like, do you know who, like, actually boycotts Army funerals?
Espinoza wasn't the only person here who thought Veterans for Peace made a practice of picketing memorial services for fallen soldiers.
These guys are over there fighting so that these people have the right to, you know, protest and boycott.
Randolph resident Joanne Batson was here with her mother Debbie.
I just don't think that it's fair that they're stomping all over our soldiers' good names.
After all the parades were over, I asked Pat Scanlon if his group, Veterans for Peace, had ever held signs at a military funeral.
That's ridiculous, and I shouldn't even respond to it because it's so outlandish, and I don't know where you got that.
Well, because that's what people were saying who were yelling at you on the parade course.
Well, that shows you how ignorant they may have been, those particular people, because that's absolutely not true. But that's what another reporter said, Pat, that's what's circulating down here. And, you know, she called me from a bar, and I said, well, that's absolutely not true. You know, what can I say? It's, you know, we have never, never, ever, you know, protested at a funeral, and I would never do that.
Scanlon says Veterans for Peace supports the troops, just not the policies that sent them to war.
So why is it important to be in this parade? I mean, to me, it kind of looked like a big party and didn't seem like a political event.
Why is any group in that parade? Why are there so many military units in that parade? Did you ask them that question? You know, that is a very militaristic parade, and South Boston is a prime hunting ground for recruiters. And so all we wanted to do was to walk in the parade, Veterans for Peace, with our flags, with the American flags, and with our banner. That's it. But they didn't want to have us in that parade because we represented a different political agenda than they do.
Scanlon says today's parade went beautifully, and he felt most people along the route supported their cause. He's hoping to be included in next year's official parade. But organizer John Wacko Hurley says no way.
The Supreme Court said no to whoever we don't want. They will not be in the parade because that the Allied War Veterans Council runs. That is a lot of the land.
Looks like there may be a new St. Patrick's Day tradition, two parades in South Boston. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.